My brothers and sisters, our topic today is the obedience of faith. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to a revelation of the mystery, which has been kept secret for long ages past, but now has been manifested, and by the scriptures of the prophets according to the commandment of the eternal God, has been made known to all the nations, leading to obedience of faith. Romans chapter 16, verse 25 and 26. Biblical faith is both rooted in and revealed by our obedience to Jesus Christ. This is what the Apostle Paul called the obedience of faith, Romans chapter 1, verse 5, and chapter 16, verse 26. God has revealed himself clearly in his Son, Jesus Christ, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. Therefore, we demonstrate our faith and please God by believing and obeying his Son. And without faith, it is impossible to please him, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Jesus said, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." John chapter 6, verse 29. The Bible says, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him." John chapter 3, verse 36. True faith is inseparably linked with our willingness to be submitted to Christ's authority. This is the lesson of the centurion who asked Jesus to heal his servant. See Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 through 10. As the commander of 100 Roman soldiers and under authority himself, he understood that Jesus was under God's authority, which gave him the ability to heal his servant. When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said, "Truly I say to you, I have not found such great faith with anyone in Israel." Matthew chapter 8, verse 10. Just as faith is obedience to Christ, unbelief is disobedience and lawlessness. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12 through 19. If we say we have faith but practice lawlessness, how can that faith save us? Faith without obedience is worthless and dead. James chapter 2, verse 14 through 26. Jesus said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?" Luke chapter 6, verse 46. The Bible says we cannot claim to know Christ and live lawlessly. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4 through 9. Although Jesus died for the whole world, only those who obey him will be saved. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. True obedience of faith does not produce a man-made morality. Even non-Christians can seemingly have good morals and good works. Professing Christians can practice religious moral principles and still be lawless in their heart. What is lawlessness? If we habitually do not hear and obey Jesus' voice, we are lawless and not living under his authority. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me." John chapter 10, verse 27. Jesus himself showed us the obedience of faith by doing nothing on his own initiative unless the Father told him. John chapter 5, verse 19, chapter 8, verse 28, and chapter 12, verse 49. Jesus said, "You cannot know him unless you obey him, and only those who know him will enter his kingdom." Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. How can we possibly live a life of continual obedience to Jesus Christ? As anyone who has honestly tried can testify, we cannot live such a sanctified life in our own ability. If we could live such a devoted life through our own efforts, Jesus did not need to die on the cross for us. But God intended that the high standard of holiness and obedience he commanded in the Old Testament would be a tutor to lead us to Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verse 24. Then, to make such daily obedience possible, God included us in Christ's death on the cross, so that our sinful nature would be crucified, removed, and buried forever. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 through 8. As the Apostle Paul testified, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me, and the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Jesus Christ died in our place, and he now wants to live in our place. If we believe that our sinful nature is dead and gone, then Christ can begin to live through us. If we do not know that our sinful nature has died with Christ on the cross, we will go on living as if we are still enslaved to sin and in charge of our own life. However, a dead man no longer has any control over his life. He has lost the ability to decide what he wants and where he goes. If we do not know that we no longer have a sinful nature, we can try as hard as humanly possible to overcome besetting sins, but we will always fail, since we can only overcome sin by faith in the truth alone. Romans chapter 7, verse 14 through 25. Faith comes from hearing and obeying the word of Christ. John chapter 12, verse 47 and 48, and Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." John chapter 8, verse 32 and 36. God set us free from the power of sin when our sinful nature died with Christ on the cross. Romans chapter 6, verse 7. This is God's word of freedom to us, but if we do not believe it and act on it, we will never experience its transforming power. Many Christians mistakenly think they are still wretched and held captive by a sinful nature. Romans chapter 7, verse 18 through 24. The word of God is divinely powerful, but it can only effectively work in you if you believe it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. The Bible says of those who do not believe, "The word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard." Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. How can Jesus Christ live through us if we do not believe and act on the truth that his death freed us from sin's power? The righteous shall live by faith means we believe and live based on what Jesus Christ accomplished for us on the cross. We believe Christ died for us. We also believe our sinful nature died with Christ so that he might live through us. This is the foundation of enduring faith that results in our salvation and sanctification. Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, and Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14. For in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith, and if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. But we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the saving of the soul. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 37 through 39. Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" Luke chapter 18, verse 8. When Christ returns, will he find us living in obedience under his authority by acting on the truth of the cross? Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. www.christcrucified.info